Good morning, family. Welcome to Positive Talk with Pastor Long. Today, I want to talk to you about the expectation of being blessed. As I was in my morning meditation this morning, and I was in my prayer closet, and I was seeking the Lord this morning, and I was asking the Lord for the minimal things in life. Lord, thank you for allowing me to wake up, see another day. Lord, thank you for blessing me. Thank you for helping me to pay this and to do this and things. And the Lord said, is that all you expect of me? Is the minimum blessings that I already do for you? Family, we got to raise our level of expectation of being blessed. The Lord has given us a gift called the power of prayer. James tells us like this: you have not because you ask not. When you do ask, you ask amiss. The amiss is that we go in and we just ask for the minimum things in life. What the Lord already does the minute that he wakes us up. We go in and we ask him, then some of us go into prayer and we don't expect to be blessed. We just go because it becomes a routine. And the Lord is saying, he was ministering to this morning, saying, I operate in the realm of above expectation. In a realm that when things happen in your life, when favor comes, it's that nobody can get the credit but me, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I begin to say, because we have to take our level of expectation in prayer above what we expect. For example, when we go to the Lord and ask in prayer, don't just pray to say, Lord, bless me to pay my bills. Lord, bless me above to where I can pay somebody else's bill. Lord, bless me. When you go ask him a bold prayer, the Hebrews say, go boldly to the throne of God. We have to start going boldly through the throne of God and expect him to do above and beyond what we expect in our normal lives, in our human mind. We got to go with him with that spiritual mind. He wants to bless us. Because the blessings that he wants to do for us in our life is a blessing that goes beyond our expectation. I'm believing, we got to go in. Some people say, Lord, bless me with an apartment. Well, no, take it above that expectation. Lord, bless me with a house and everything I need. Bless me with this fully furnished and walk above your expectation. Pray above your expectation. Pray, Lord, keep me. Thank you for keeping me healthy. No, Lord, let nothing come near me, Lord. Lord, keep me healthy above that I can help somebody else, Lord. Take your prayer life, take your expectation above your expectation. As I said before, the Lord works in the realm of above expectations. Expect to be blessed. Expect to be blessed so you can be a blessing to somebody else. If the Lord gives you one coat, if you ask him, don't just pray for one coat. So, Lord, give me a store full of coats so that I can bless other people. And then you can see that way the Lord said, okay, he's not asking for his or herself, but they're asking for it to be a blessing to others. Take your level of prayer life above your expectation. Walk in the realm of favor. Walk in the realm of expecting to be blessed. God bless you. God keep you. Expect to be blessed. This has been Positive Talk with Pastor Loggins. Join us this Tuesday as we go further into the power of prayer.